Cheshire, Ohio was a little village located 85 miles southeast of Columbus on the Ohio River. Most of the village is now gone. It was purchased for $20 million by the American Electric Power Company, the nation's largest producer of electricity. For years, Cheshire residents had complained that clouds of soot and sulfuric acid pouring from the power plant made them sick. Now, facing complaints from state and federal regulators and lawsuits, the company chose not to fight. It is believed to be the first time a private company bought out a whole town, or at least most of it. A few residents remain. Mrs. Beulah Hearn is 83 years old, a widow who's lived in Cheshire since she was 18 years old, and she refused to sell. Mrs. Hearn joins us from her home. Thanks very much for being with us.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you decide to stay, Mrs. Hearn?
Well, there were several reasons. One reason, I'm sentimental. My husband and I had this house built about 1955, and he's buried. Well, I could almost walk to his grave, and I didn't want to move. I'm too old to move to begin with. And I just didn't like the way it was being done. I felt like I wasn't being treated right. When I found out what they were doing, I just said, no, I'm happy, and I don't have ill feelings with the clan, and I'm right next to them.
Well, how many other people are left in town?
Well, everybody's gone, except that there's seven houses left that are people that have sold that are staying. And they're over 70 years old. And then we have, we have two lots that has trailers on. So really, there's just two of us that didn't sell.
And what's it like to live in Cheshire now?
I like living here. I'll tell you, since they're tearing down these houses and everything, I have a big yard. Of course, I don't have to mow that over there, just mow mine. I guess that's a nice way to look at it.
What about the pollution?
It's not as bad as it was. They're cleaning up their act. And when we started this, it wasn't to sell. It was to clean up their act. We weren't asking them to buy us out. We were told that if we didn't sell our property, we wouldn't get anything out of it because this plant had destroyed the value of our property. That's why people sold. And now there's a lot of people that's moved now that's very unhappy, said they'd like to be back. They wish they'd stuck with me. And I've asked them, why did you sell? Said, well, I was afraid not to. Said, because they painted such a dark picture. Well, I'm still here. I'm 83 years old. And I'm still kicking.
Mrs. Hearn, it sounds as if you're not angry at the company so much as you are some people in your own town.
That's right. I'm not fighting with AEP, and there's others that wasn't.
When you look out your windows now, what does Cheshire look like?
Well, I see a lot of grass, and I see one house across the highway. They're going to tear that down, I think, next week. This was such a nice little town. There's widows here. I counted, I think, about 12 or 13 widows in my mind this morning that were here in Cheshire. And everybody kept their yard nice and kept everything looking nice. It was a nice little village. But now it's gone.
Mrs. Hearn, nice talking to you.
I talked your ear off, didn't I?
This is Beulah Hearn, who lives in Cheshire, Ohio, and will continue, although the town has recently been bought out by the American Electric Power Company.